The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. We're going to go right into old-time radio, and this week's program is Mr. Keen, Tracer of Lost Persons, The Innocent Filtration Murder. Originally aired March 16th, 1950.
It's time now for Mr. Keen, Tracer of Lost Persons. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Keen, Tracer of Lost Persons. One of the most famous characters of American fiction in one of radio's most thrilling dramas. Tonight and every Thursday at the same time, the famous old investigator takes from his file and brings to us one of his most celebrated missing persons cases. Tonight's case is entitled The Innocent Flirtation Murder Case. Mr. Keene and the Innocent Flirtation Murder Case. Our scene opens in a large suburban home. It is late at night, and a quarrel is in progress. A quarrel that is about to end in tragedy.
I'm sorry about this whole thing. But when you come to your senses, you'll... What are you doing? No! No! Put that gun down! Don't kill me! Don't!
The next morning in the office of Mr. Keene, the famous investigator.
Mr. Keene, which of you gentlemen is Mr. Keene?
I'm Mr. Keene. This is my partner, Mike Clancy.
Sure, and what's all the excitement, mister?
I didn't do it. I didn't kill him, I tell you.
Saints preserve us. What's he talking about, boss?
Pull that chair over here, Mike, so he can sit down. Now, try to relax. What's your name?
Wills. Arthur Wills. I'm a building contractor. Last night, I did the most awful thing I've ever done in my life. Put myself under suspicion of murder.
Exactly what happened, Mr. Wills?
Well, you may have heard of Kenneth Layton.
The architect?
Yes, Mr. Keene. One of the most successful young architects in the country. I went to his home in the suburbs with a pair of dueling pistols and challenged him to a duel.
A duel? In this day and age?
Oh, I don't blame you for looking at me as if I was crazy, Mr. Clancy, and maybe I was for a little while. Crazy with jealousy. It happened just after midnight, Mr. Keene. I'd gone to Kenneth Layton's home where I found him alone.
Just a moment. I'll open the door.
Arthur Wills. Well, what are you doing here at this hour?
You'll see what I'm doing in just a second. Here. Take your choice, Layton.
What have you got inside that box?
A pair of dueling pistols. One for you and the other for me. We're going to have this out once and for all.
Dueling pistols? You can't be serious, Wills.
You can't laugh your way out of this one, Layton. I've found out about you and my wife. You've been making love to her. And one of us is going to pay for it with his life.
You must be out of your mind, Wills. Mary and I were never serious about each other. It was nothing but an innocent flirtation.
Lies won't help you, Layton. Are you going to accept my challenge to shoot it out with these pistols?
Of course not. We're not living in the Middle Ages. Put those pistols away.
You coward, I...
You crazy fool! Sorry I had to knock you down, Wills. I'm sorry about this whole thing. But when you come to your senses... What are you doing? No. No, put that gun down. Don't kill me. Don't!
I swear to you, Mr. Keene... That's what happened.
You had first challenged Kenneth Layton to a duel. Is that it, Mr. Wills?
Yes. He laughed at me and wouldn't accept. Then he must have mistaken a move I made for an attack because he struck me and knocked me down. He's a young man and strong. The blow dazed me for a few seconds, and while I was trying to come to my senses, I thought I heard two shots. A few moments later, when I came around, I saw Kenneth Layton lying dead on the floor.
Have the police been notified of the murder?
Not yet, Mr. Keene. I was too frightened to do anything but run. I wandered through the streets all night and then thought of you. You have a reputation for helping a man when he's desperately in need of it, Mr. Keene. Please, help me now before I'm arrested for a murder I didn't commit.
Sit where you are, Mr. Wells. Hello?
Is Mr. Keene there, please?
This is Mr. Keene speaking.
My name is Don Judson, sir. I'm an assistant to Kenneth Layton, the architect. He was murdered last night, Mr. Keene. I found his body. And I'm requesting that you investigate the case on his behalf.
When did you find the body, Mr. Judson?
Early this morning when I came to Mr. Layton's home for a business conference.
Then the police have been called?
Yes, sir. I called them. They've already made a preliminary investigation, and they're looking for a man named Arthur Wills. Two dueling pistols belonging to Wills were found on the floor, and both of them had been fired.
I see. All right, Mr. Judson, I'll do everything I can. Where are you calling from?
Mr. Layton's home, sir.
I'll be there inside of an hour.
Thank you, Mr. Keene. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Mr. Wills, do you know who Don Judson is?
Yes, Mr. Keene. He's a young architect, a protege of Kenneth Layton's.
Well, he's found Layton's body, and the police are looking for you.
Then they know.
Your dueling pistols were found on the floor beside the body.
Yes. In my fright, I left them there. They were family heirlooms. The family name is inscribed on them.
Mr. Wills, are you willing to give yourself up to the police while my partner, Mike Clancy, and I investigate your claim of innocence?
My claim of innocence? You mean you don't believe me?
So far, the circumstances are against you. And your word is all I have for your innocence.
If you can't help me, Mr. Keene, I'm lost. The police will find out that I was insanely jealous of my wife and hated Layton for seeing her. I won't have a chance.
Well, Mr. Wills, if I find you're guilty of murdering Kenneth Layton, I assure you I'll make certain you won't have a chance.
Mr. Keene, would I have come here to your office begging for help if I were guilty?
Sure, and many a man's come to Mr. Keene saying that he was innocent, when all he was trying to do was to pull the wool over the boss's eyes. But none of them ever got away with it.
Mr. Keene, I'm willing to put all my trust in you and pay the penalty if you find out that I haven't been honest with you.
Very well, Mr. Wills. We'll drive you to police headquarters, where you'll surrender yourself for questioning. After that, Mike and I will begin investigating this remarkable case at the scene of the crime.
Kenneth Layton must have been a wealthy fellow, Mr. Keene. This house of his is fit for a king.
He was one of the youngest, most successful architects in his profession, Mike. Asked Don Judson to wait here for me.
Well, Judson is Layton's assistant. Is that it, boss?
Yes, he found Layton's body. I wanted to.
Yes?
My name is Keene.
Oh, yes, Don Judson is expecting you. Please come in.
Thank you.
I'm Mary Wills.
Mary Wills?
Arthur Wills' wife.
I see.
Is that Mr. Keene?
Yes.
Well, I'm happy to know you, sir. I'm Don Judson.
And this is my partner, Mike Clancy.
Glad to know you.
Mrs. Wills arrived a few minutes ago. I phoned and told her that the police were looking for her husband. This is Mr. Keene, the famous investigator, Mrs. Wills.
Mr. Keene, I just can't believe that my husband has anything to do with Kenneth Layton's death. And what he's found...
He's already given himself up to the police, Mrs. Wills.
He has?
And confessed to the murder?
No, Mr. Judson. Arthur Wills claims he's innocent.
Oh, you've got to help him, Mr. Keene.
I intend to, Mrs. Wills, providing I find he is innocent. Now, Mr. Judson, just where did you find Mr. Layton's body when you came in this morning?
Over there at the end of the foyer, Mr. Keene. The two dueling pistols were lying nearby. The police took the pistols as evidence.
I know. I talked to them about it. They found no fingerprints in either gun, however. Apparently, both guns were wiped off by the killer. Oh, Mike.
Yes, boss.
While I examine the foyer, suppose you look through the rest of the house.
Okay, sir.
I'll show him around, Mr. Keene.
Mrs. Wills, if you'll take a seat in the living room inside, I'll talk to you in just a few minutes.
Well, very well, Mr. Keene.
And meet me back here after you're through, Mike.
Right, sir.
This way, Mr. Clancy. What rooms would you like to examine first?
Well, did Mr. Layton have a private study, Mr. Judson?
Why, yes, through this door.
Well, that's as good a place as any to start with.
After you, Mr. Clancy. This study leads to a terrace outside, through those two French doors. If you'd like to see it,
Mr.
I can...
Mr. Judson, just keep right on talking. I just saw a shadow out there in the terrace behind the doors.
Someone must be out there.
Act like you're still showing me around. And move over toward the terrace.
Mr. Layton owned a gun, I believe. He never had a chance to use it, I guess, before he was...
Step aside, quick, let me open the terrace doors. You're looking for somebody, young lady?
Why, I just...
Mr. Clancy, it's Dorothy Grafton.
Get out of my way!
Just a second, miss. Come in here.
Let go of me! Let go of you here!
Mr. Clancy won't hurt you, Dorothy. There's nothing to be afraid of.
What's going on here, Mike?
Well, Mr. Keene, I just caught this young lady out on the terrace. She's trying to get away.
Who are you?
My name is Dorothy Grafton.
She was engaged to Kenneth Layton at one time, Mr. Keene.
What are you doing here, Miss Grafton?
I wanted to speak to Kenneth.
Kenneth is dead.
What did you say?
Kenneth Layton was murdered last night, Miss Grafton.
No. Oh, no. Oh, Don, you didn't...
I didn't do what?
What were you going to say, Miss Grafton?
Suppose I tell you, Mr. Keene. Dorothy Grafton seemed to feel that I was in love with her. She's apparently suggesting that I might have had something to do with Mr. Layton's murder because of her.
No, I didn't mean to...
Suppose we let the facts speak for themselves. Kenneth Layton threw you over long before I ever met you. Isn't that true, Dorothy?
I guess so, Don.
Mr. Keene, it stands to reason I couldn't have been jealous of Mr. Layton because of Dorothy. And another thing, I happen to pin a great deal on my future career.
What do you mean, Mr. Judson?
Well, I haven't been making very much money up to now. As an architect's apprentice, my salary wasn't high. But if Kenneth Layton had lived, one day he might have helped me to become as successful as he was.
Scrafton, is it true that you were in love with a murdered man, Kenneth Layton, and he threw you over?
Mr. Keene, I loved him. I swear I wouldn't have hurt him for anything in the world.
Sit down for a moment. I want you to remain here for questioning. Mike.
Yes, boss.
Did you find anything in this room worth examining?
Well, I didn't have a chance to look, sir. But Mr. Judson here said that Mr. Layton had a gun.
Mr. Judson, where did he usually keep his gun?
Well, right here in the lower desk drawer. He had a license for it, of course. But the gun is gone.
Boss, look. Dorothy Grafton's running for the terrace.
Go after her, Mike.
No! No, you'll never take me!
Come back here! Come back!
Miss Grafton dropped her bag.
I'll get it for you, Mr. Keene. This handbag feels rather heavy.
Yes. Let's see what's inside.
What? It's a gun.
Evidently, Miss Grafton came prepared for trouble. Do you recognize this weapon by any chance, Mr. Judson?
It looks like the one Mr. Layton owned. Oh, yes, Mr. Keene. This is the gun he kept in his desk.
Well, it doesn't seem to have been fired.
Inside, young lady, and no more tricks.
Here comes Mike with Dorothy Grafton. Now we'll see if she has anything further to say about a murder that was started by merely an innocent flirtation.
In just a moment, we'll return to Mr. Keene and the innocent flirtation murder case.